folks, thinking this is an exceptional week for the tool shed, indecency for everyone, be it investigators, arrogant slimeball coaches. But regardless, as always, before we roll out this week's nominees, let's call upon our eternal proprietor to open the Crunch Time tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
You know, I always forget, in the sequence of tools, when does the drill show up?
Anytime.
All right, I would really like for you to use this one now, because first up from The Ultimate Fighter Season 27, Bryce Mitchell. Not only did he have an actual nard-crushing incident with a real tool, he seems kind of pleased about it. He was carrying an electric drill in his front pocket doing some construction work, like you do, and he claims it unexpectedly went off. Color me skeptical, but he posted about it on one of his social media accounts, and I quote, "Was going to train today, but I ripped my nutsack in half." That's pleasant. And yeah, while he saved us the grimacing moment that would have come with a photo of the injury, we did see his bloodied shorts. No word if they were found in the back of a white Bronco. And for sure, boxers, UFC, or MMA fighters, gotta be a little bit loony to get punched for a living. But I'm thinking this dude has gone next level. And by the way, he challenged folks. He said, if you're gonna make a pun, avoid saying this whole thing is nutty. Ouch.
I am depressed.
Justifying every defense lawyer joke, I give you Rex Elliott. He's the lawyer representing Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith. Lashed out on social media after the announcement that Meyer would be suspended 3 games, along with his client suspended 17 days, said it was the result of public pressure. Claims the country was lathered into a frenzy based on erroneous information, and Ohio State needed to appease the lynch mob. And he said, two great men fell on the sword for a university they dearly love. According to the Columbus Dispatch, Smith texted that Elliott did this on his own, not at his direction. The rocket scientist posted this on his private Facebook page. And to show you how much conviction, pun intended, he had in this circumstance, he deleted the post. But obviously it was too late, and like Meyer, again, no mention of the victim. Moving on, Giants reliever Derek Holland. Kind enough to take us back to the late 1950s when it was okay to mock people from the Pacific Rim for their eyes and accent. In a segment on a show called Intentional Talk, which appears on ESPN2 and the MLB Network, he was accompanied by the team masseuse therapist, whose name is Haro Ogawa, and Holland spoke in a very heavy, very ignorant, stereotypical Japanese accent. The Giants were horrified, immediately separated themselves from the idiocy. Holland, to his limited credit, said it was all on him. And of course, what did he say? It's in the moron playbook. Come on. He apologized and said, I didn't mean to offend anyone, which always happens after somebody deliberately does something offensive. As if being the part of the San Francisco bullpen this season wasn't offensive enough, we get this genius. Finally, the NFL Competition Committee. All right, so this might be a case of heart in the right place, but somebody snuck in a lobotomy as you slept. So the practice seems to separate from theory. We've all heard about the issues with the new helmet rule. From a complete lack of logic or understanding to guys doing all they can to follow the rule and still getting flagged for what appeared to me the most basic of football plays. By the way, see the Vikings, Antoine Williams sacking Cody Kessler. So they actually take what seems like the right step and take a peek-a-loo at the rule. They see some tape, ponder the possibility of allowing replay or review to have a say on some of the closer calls that might not be so evident initially. Then they come back with, nah, According to NFL Vice President of Football Operations, Troy Vincent, no changes to the rule that was approved this spring, which includes no additional use of instant replay, basically saying players, coaches, and refs just have to adjust. Okay. I think I'm going to go with the defense lawyer, Rex Elliott, as the latest inductee into the, in this case, suddenly the sports talk tool shed. So with that thought in mind, before we could move it along, as they say, let us bring out our proprietor to close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
And there... I love it.